PD Radio. PD Radio. PD Radio for entertainment and teenage. PD Radio for entertainment and teenage. PD Radio for entertainment and teenage. PD Radio. PD Radio. PD Radio. PD Radio for entertainment and teenage life. For entertainment and life. For entertainment and teenage life. For entertainment and teenage life. Entertainment news. PD Radio. Entertainment news. PD Radio for entertainment and life. PD Radio for entertainment and teen issues for life.
It's Aisha, Moiba, and Brianna, and you're listening to TD Radio, brought to you by TeenDiaries.net. It's Monday, April 13th, 2015. It is 9 p.m. in New York City, and joining us tonight in the virtual building are some new MCMs. And Moiba, that includes you, too. We'll add you to the MCM list, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. All jokes aside, R&B group History in the Making are here. They were discovered by President of Urban Music at RCA Records, Mark Pitts, and Rodney Darkchild Jerkins. Y'all know who that is. And members Jawan, Dylon, and Price are quickly becoming fan favorites with their smooth vocals and catchy lyrics. These guys are sure to make major moves in the industry, and we're so excited to have them on the air. So let's welcome them to TD Radio. What's up, guys?
Thank you.
First off, my name is Dylan.
In the building. Welcome, welcome. Are you ready to have some fun? We're all about fun here.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right, cool. Absolutely. Okay, so let's get to it. All right. So many people, we've been doing research on you and trying to figure out, you know, how History in the Making became who you are right now. So tell us, you know, how would you describe how you guys actually got together? And then also tell us, like, the chemistry, you know, between the three of you.
Well, we've been together for a good 2 years, the whole process of it, actually. But
okay.
Yeah, to really say how we actually got together, it was really by what you said. Mark Pitts and Rodney Jerkins, they actually had this idea, and they basically just wanted us to, you know, they already had a whole idea as far as, you know, starting a group and the idea of us being together. They really, you know, it just all came together really well.
Awesome. And who was that speaking?
Oh, Juwan.
Juwan. Okay, cool. All right, so, you know, all of you are different from each other. I mean, we've, you know, read a little bit about you in your interview on Teen Diaries. Make sure you guys check that out if you want to learn more about the guys. But tell us some specifics. Have you ever been put together, you know, in any, like, I know Juwan. Let's talk about Juwan, because I know, Juwan, you were, you know, a solo singer at one point. How is it different from, you know, that being a solo and being in a group?
Well, I mean, we all were individual artists that, you know, before History in the Making, but the whole process of it was just really great. The fact that, like, you know, they were my brothers before we even became a group. And,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it really ran real smoothly. I mean, me and Price and me and Dylan knew each other, but you know, Price and Dylan, they weren't, you know, they met each other before, but they didn't remember. But yeah, once we met, we all just clicked.
Oh, that's cool. And what are the specific talents each of you bring to the group?
Hey, this is Dylan. I actually sing and I dance, and I would say I take pride in being a dancer, if you will, in the group.
Yeah. Well, I'm Price, the rapper of the group, obviously. I feel like I bring more of an urban feel to the group to add some hip to the R&B. Culture that we bring. So
very cool. Wait,
definitely.
Let's rewind. Let's go back to Dylan, because that was the ongoing joke. We're like, is his name Dylan or Dylon? Because we watched the video, and it's
the video
walk away. The joke is you're called Dylon. Obviously, if you watched, you know, Making the Band, then you would know, you would get that joke. So your name is really not pronounced.
Yeah, I get that a lot. People call me that all the time, so I just told him call me that in a music video, and he did.
Oh, that is funny. How was it like? Okay, guys, it is Dylan. It's Dylan. Okay, so how was it working with, I'm going to call him Cockroach, because, you know, Moib and I showing our age. How was it working with Cockroach from, you know, The Cosby Show?
Well, I didn't even know he was on The Cosby Show.
Wow, we don't back. Cole from Martin.
I definitely know him from Martin. I know him from Martin.
Yeah,
Cole from Martin.
Wow.
Yeah, he's definitely a funny guy.
Me too. I know him from Martin.
Yeah, he's a great guy to work with.
Cockroach, I was like, what?
I know Cole, not Cockroach.
Yeah.
They both start with C. Start off with Cockroach, then turn into Cole. So that's what happened.
Okay.
This question is for Juwan. So now we read that you consider Chris Brown to be your mentor. Let's soak that in right quick, okay?
Definitely.
Let's soak that in, everybody. Listen to that. You consider Chris Brown to be your mentor. Now, I'm not laughing, but we honestly want to know why is that. Please tell me something good. I got to hear it. Go ahead.
Well, that's my big brother. You know, he's definitely, like, showed me a lot of ropes. You know, everybody makes mistakes. It's not the fact that he's you know, teaching me negative things, because all he's showing me was, you know, things that better me, you know. And I'm just really glad that I'm able to bring it, you know, through to this group, and we're gonna go far.
Well, first of all, much props for that, because I was about to say, I was waiting. I was like, how's he gonna answer this? Is he gonna say something dumb? So, no, that was on the money. I respect that. So, as far as you said him, you know, giving things to you, as far as him showing you the positive side of this business, or, you know, showing you the ropes. Are there any, like, particular lessons that you've taken away from his career and your pursuit to also be a big name in the industry with a history in the making?
Definitely. He showed me so many things, like microphone stand, you know, the whole microphone thing that I know, all of that is just really based off of what Chris taught me. He just was, you know, he told me to treat the microphone as your girlfriend or a lady. You know what I'm saying? You wanna be gentle with the microphone. You know what I'm saying? He showed me hat tricks and whatnot. But anyhow, you know, he just really kept it positive, and there's never anything negative about it. So,
that's dope.
Okay, that's dope. So this next question goes out to Dylan. So we also read that you sang backup for Justin Bieber in the past. So. Did singing with him in any way help you find your own unique sound in regard to putting your talents together to form history in the making?
Definitely. I'll say working with Justin Bieber was a honor. It definitely helped me a lot to, you know, be confident in myself and learning how to perform on stages in front of big crowds and stuff like that. So I would say, you know, that was one of my first gigs. And it really helped me to be the person who I am today, which is, you know, a better dancer, a better singer, a better performer. So I'm just glad that, you know, over the years that, you know, I was introduced to history in the making. I'm here with my bros.
100.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
100,
yep, okay. Yep. 100 emojis. Okay. Okay. All right, we're, like, really big hip-hop fans over here, so we have a question directly at Price, and we just want to know, like, when did you, like, get your love for hip-hop and rapping? What age did it start?
Oh, man. Well, first off, I want to say I was a big music head, man. I love, like, all types of music, but when I was around 12, 13, that was really when I started getting a feel. Like, I started listening to, like, Eminem and, like, old Kanye. And I started seeing, like, LL Cool J perform and stuff like that. And that's when I really started, like, writing and trying to be like them. So I guess that's really when it hit me.
Awesome. Now, is there anything in particular that inspires you, besides, like, the rappers that you like or look up to? Does anything inspire you when you're about to write a rhyme? Where do you pull your inspiration from?
Definitely experiences that I have in my life. you know, with, like, girls or, you know, trying to be, you know, cool or, you know, clothes, stuff like this, like, you know, the little things that I experience, that's the stuff that inspires me to write. So.
Okay. So where do concepts, this is for all of you all. I know we kind of, like, broke it down to ask each different questions, but this is kind of for all of you all. So where do concepts for History of the Making songs come from? And more specifically, how did you all come up with Walk Away?
Oh, man. Well, geez.
Good question. Good
for,
question.
I want to say directly towards Walk Away. I mean, like, we really hate to see girls go, but we love, you know, the way they walk away.
Hey,
you know, self-explanatory. Like, especially about a girl.
We like what guys like. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
We're guys.
Yeah, we're guys.
So that's really what you guys are implying there. It's just to clear the air, right?
Yeah.
Or no? Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, that's dope. So, what about your other songs? Where does that inspiration come from? Besides the ladies?
I mean, as far as thank God, we just definitely just really give the credit where it's due. You know what I mean? That's no doubt, no question about it. We really wanted to showcase like what we were really about. You know what I mean? That was just really like how should I classify it as just an eye opener, I guess. You know,
mm-hmm.
we, like I said, this Walk Away is our single. We just wanted to let everybody know, hey, there's a new group in town. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Let's get it.
Okay. Okay, it's definitely a catchy song. So, yeah, definitely.
Oh, thank you.
Appreciate
it. Besides writing songs about girls' departures and thanking God for them walking away, what else do y'all like to do in y'all's spare time, if you do have spare time?
I mean, in my spare time, you know, I love to play basketball. I actually played basketball for my high school this past year, so really it's just basketball and music for me.
Is your basketball
team pretty much
pretty true? Be honest. Was it good? Was your good team?
Yes, of course.
They were decent.
We,
I ain't gonna lie.
We lost in the second round in state.
You do know we can Google this information, so don't be lying on here. We got Google.
They're lying.
Yeah, man. I'm not lying. I know. You know.
Wait, who was that? Who was that? Was that Price?
Yeah, who's the baller?
Yes, ma'am. That was
okay.
Price.
All right.
Okay.
We all like to play basketball in spare time. That's something we all have in common. I mean, this is
definitely like to beat y'all in 2K.
Yeah, 2K is pretty cool. We all like that too.
Yeah.
So let me ask this. I do gotta ask this. So out of 2K and actually playing real ball, who comes away with the most wins out of the three of y'all? Yeah.
Actually, I ain't going to lie. Price is really good at 2K. I thought I was
going
to start playing him. And then Price is getting better in basketball, but I think I'm the best. Just kidding. No.
Yeah, we all play competitive, which is really great.
Yeah.
We all
that's good.
Know when we get together.
Yeah.
Well, tonight's theme is prom, and it's from a guy's perspective. Because we always hear so much about what girls go through when it comes to prom, and we wanted to get your 411 on your whole thoughts on the whole way overpriced day. Or something like that. So, do you think there's just too much pressure associated with this one dance?
Honestly,
never.
I feel like teenagers put more pressure on prom than what prom actually is, you know. So
I actually say no, because I think that's really a night to remember. You know, you're only in high school for 4 years, and like I said, you have prom once a year. I mean, once out of those 4 years, and it's just like I said, it's a night to remember. So I think it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's definitely worth it. Yep.
Definitely worth it. Whether you're going with your friends or with, you know, your
boo thing.
Yeah, your boo thing.
Oh, your boo thing. Okay. Okay. So I guess prom's not played out for you guys. Okay. So prom is a go. So to be creative or not to be creative. So how should a guy interested in asking a girl out to prom approach the situation?
Ooh wee.
Yeah, I think you should just be yourself, honestly. Be cool. Don't do too much. Just be chill. Be you. That's me. That's you, honestly, you know.
Be chill and be you.
This is Dylan. I would do something spectacular. I would do something that Disneyland would do just to make her feel real special. You know what I'm saying?
how the balloons
come from the sky and all that.
Oh, my. This is extravagant.
Yeah.
Okay. I would also do something pretty creative as well. Like, I actually seen one where somebody did the, if you're reading this, you know, will you take me to prom? Like,
I would
do something, you know, sweet, creative like that. Give her some candy, teddy bear, something. Nah, I'm just kidding.
So, are you guys in favor of, like, having a girl ask a guy? So, like, what would you do if a girl was like, hey, I really want to take you to prom. So, is that a yes or a no? Should she do that? Should she not do that? Like, what's the 411 on that?
I don't see anything wrong with that. I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with it either.
I think. Well, because you have some guys that's like too nervous to ask. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
Hey, the girl. I think it's nothing wrong with the girl actually doing that. That's me personally. So.
Yeah, I feel like it can go both ways. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm not gonna slander that remark.
I'm just saying they're right. Sometimes guys need a push or like. Sometimes you never know. So, hey, ladies, go out there and ask your guys if they're not making moves, maybe.
Let's just switch the whole game around. All girls start asking dudes out, and dudes be like, oh, I don't know.
Oh, no.
Oh, so that's not what I'm saying. It should be an equal balance, though, or?
No. I mean, for the most part, I think a boy should ask the girl, but it's nothing
definitely
wrong with
fix it up, my man.
Right.
Go ahead. That's right. Fix it up.
I'm gonna throw a wrench
in this.
What if a girl asked you to prom and you just really didn't want to say yeah?
Oh, Lord.
So how would you approach that?
I just tell her I have another date. Nah.
But what if you don't?
Oh my god.
Oh, that's funny.
That's cool.
Not a bad answer.
I just kindly tell her.
Situation. I plead the fifth.
Likewise.
Okay.
Right,
not to incriminate himself. So,
okay. Now, question. Now, is it necessary to attend the prom with someone? I mean, or is solo like a no go? Like, what's y'all's thoughts on that?
Okay. We'll go ahead. You go ahead.
Honestly, I think it really doesn't matter. I mean, you can go by yourself. And still have a great time, right. But I don't think it's required, or I don't think being by yourself is a no-go. I think, you know, the whole purpose of you going to prom is having fun.
I'm actually going to add on to what Dylan said. Actually, you know, you might run into someone who doesn't have a date either, and you could spend your night with that person. So I still recommend all you ladies and gentlemen to go ahead and still go.
So, yeah, prom is just
people,
the time to have
two
fun.
Two people cannot have dates. So you're saying two people cannot have dates, right? Spend the money to get dressed up. And
Lord.
I'm just saying you might as well just go in some jeans and a T-shirt then, if that's the case.
No.
Why go?
I mean,
well,
they
no,
don't.
I'm serious.
They shouldn't go
me,
all
go
the way out, honestly.
I'm going to go spend a grip, okay, get a car, and hope that I see someone else who didn't feel like going.
You
got to
do
all that.
You don't gotta go out and pay $400 for a dress, and you only going by yourself.
Right.
Yeah. Oh man.
So she,
you know,
so I'm saying she could wear like some jeans or something then.
Oh,
right.
My God.
Jeans.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
I don't say jeans. Not necessarily jeans, but you know, she just doesn't have to go all out.
Like
yoga
pants.
Get a good dress
for
Forever 21. A good dress.
Go to yoga.
I'm an advocate for just going out for yourself.
I'm an advocate for that.
I say you can go in yoga pants and be free. Okay, so question. So since y'all coming with that, then, so what about taking an ex or a family member to the prom? Yep, just got real.
I'm taking it. A lot of taking it.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with taking a family member to the prom, as long as everybody knows that you're a family member.
What are you gonna do? With a sticker on and say, "This is my sister. This is my cousin." Don't ask me no questions.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I don't think anybody. Yeah. I mean, and this is just for anybody that is doing that. You know, you don't really need anybody an explanation. You know what I mean? If that's what you want to do, you know, you are able to actually get a date on time, then hey, it's nothing wrong with it. You don't have to. Oh my, yeah. Hey, just kind of my cousin right here. No, you don't have to do all that. I don't think so.
So you're telling me, just for the record, this is on the air, so we'll be able to go back and play this. You would take your cousin to the prom.
I don't know. There's so many lovely ladies.
You see?
I'm just saying for other people.
The truth comes
but
out.
But other people, not for you. Not for you.
Yes.
Wait, say it again?
For other people, but not for you.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, you know, like I said, there's so many beautiful ladies out here in this world, and you know, you really can just, hey, why not? You know,
I got you.
Okay. So, how much money do you think people should really be spending on prom? Like, I went to high school with a girl who dropped a grand on her prom. So, is that too much?
Oh my god!
Okay. I kid you not.
Man, what kind of prom was this?
I mean, we went to an all-girls.
You're only going over there to
party. Dances, you know. You went all out.
Yeah, I mean, I actually know somebody who spent $700 just on a prom dress.
What?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
retarded.
Lord.
I'm sorry.
Did it glow on, did it glow on the
it.
Dog?
You know, I haven't seen it yet. I should be seeing
too.
It on Saturday.
Wow. That's crazy.
Man, that dress better turn into her cap and gown, her wedding dress. Man. Okay,
so how much would you spend on your, like, tux or something? Or, like, how much would you spend in the grand scheme of things?
What
car
would your
rental,
budget be like?
My budget? I mean,
I
don't know.
If I see a nice tuxedo or something that I really, really like, I'm going to get it, honestly. And I think that's probably for all of us. Most likely, unless the guys would disagree, but... You know, you gotta do what you gotta do. You know what I mean? If you wanna be like a highlight out of the situation, then yeah, most likely.
Yeah, I mean, I feel as if you can find a touch for
a teenager. A normal
honestly,
teenager.
A normal teenager should spend no more than $600.
$400 total.
That's a lot.
Now, is this for a guy or for a girl? I think for girls, it's a little different. They got to get the hair and all that stuff.
Yeah. That's what I meant, you know, because I know girls have a lot more on their hands than.
So you're saying for a chick, it needs to be $600. What about for a regular dude?
Regular 400. Dude, $300.
360.
3 to 4.
Yeah, that'll cover our car, dinner, right. Tuxedo, haircut.
Yeah, I'm going to be going to the Waffle House. Okay, so look. what advice would you guys would you give a person on the night of their prom? Like, say for instance, well, actually no, just let's. I have some questions in regards to. I want to break this down. So each one of you can answer one as I give it. So what advice would you give a person for the night of their prom? What advice would you give your
man?
I would tell them to have fun, but be careful. You know, because the after parties, you know, all that stuff. It's gonna be a great time regardless, but you know, you still gotta be cautious.
My man, so now, if you could take any celebrity to the prom, who would you take? Got to get an answer.
My. Oh my.
Hands down. hands down, I would take Zendaya. I gotta go for it.
You gotta state your name, sir. For the public.
I would take Justine Skye.
Hold on, back up. My man that said Zendaya. Give me your name again, because I need to know who's saying this so we can have it for the record.
All right, so Price from History in the Making would go all out to ask Zendaya to prom.
This is like a full, like, oh. You're asking for real. Oh, my God.
Hey, this is your plea. This is your chance. You might mess around and get a date after this. Come on.
Yo, if she wants to go to prom with me, yo, this is my proposal right here.
Oh,
CD.
My God.
Right.
So, okay, Dylan.
That is so cute.
Yes, sir.
I would get, let's see. I think I'll get Chloe Morris.
You got to make it formal, man. You got to make it formal because you want this person to hear. Let's do it.
Oh, you want me to do it like that? Okay, for sure. Okay, hold on. Get my life together. Okay, hold on. Chloe Morris, this is Dylan Allen from History in the Making, and I'm asking you, to be my date at prom. Yes, sir. Please say
who's
yes.
Who's you?
So
you didn't even say. You didn't say her name.
I did.
Say
her
name, man.
First thing I said. I said the
well,
first
say it loud
so
everybody
thing
can hear.
Chloe Morris. I want to
be like
prom with you.
Oh, y'all are funny.
Bet. All right. And last but not least, I only got
Juan.
Bryce and Dylan. We got one more. There's three people in the group.
Goodness. Hey, Sean. This is your boy, Jay Wizzle.
Juwan.
Goodness gracious. Jay Wizzle. You know what I'm saying? Hey, listen. Justine Skye. You my home girl, you know what I'm saying? You ain't even know it. Goodness gracious. Hey, listen. I would love for you to be my prom date. Hey.
I promise y'all. And if y'all get dates or something, y'all owe us, for real.
Yeah.
Shout out on the next album or something.
Yep.
No doubt.
At the end, at the credits. I want a J. Cole like shout out, like at the end, how he went down, like thanked all the people who made it.
That's what we want.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly what we want.
Exactly. Well, we have a lot of listeners on the line who want to talk to you guys. So while we screen a few fans, let's talk about, wait, Moira, because we're screening a few callers, do you have anything interesting you want to ask the guys?
Well, yeah, so my question is, on a serious note, as far as your, I mean, let's be real. How many women, how many young ladies has it changed for you in regards to the women that now approach you since becoming History in the Making?
Absolutely. I feel like...
I mean,
why is it like the beginning of a record? Like, absolutely.
Wait, so could you ask that one more time so I could make sure I'm answering what I'm answering?
Yeah, okay, make sure I'm answering what I'm answering. Okay, let's make sure you answer what you answer. What I'm saying is, normally, how the ratio of women, young ladies, how has that changed for you since becoming History in the Making? Before, even when you were just a solo, when you were a solo act, when you were entertaining on your own, if you were singing background for Chris Brown or Bieber, I'm sure that people, you know, try to holler at you. But now that you are in a group and that you've got a video out and the song is doing well, what's that look like for you now?
Honestly, I feel as if it doubled or tripled.
Tripled?
Honestly.
My God. It tripled.
Double.
Okay, I gotta ask this one. So, what's the craziest story that you have? And keep in mind, now this is for the kids. Don't be saying that they're crazy. We got sponsors.
Your craziest fan.
I got shy.
Oh, craziest fan experience.
Mm-hmm.
I never had one, so I don't know. I'm pretty sure I'll get one pretty soon, though.
Wow,
they've been treating me right so far.
This is Juwan speaking. My weirdest / craziest fan experience was probably leaving the venue during the middle of a concert. And if I'm not mistaken, it was in Washington, D.C. It was I mean, it had to have been at least like 200 fans outside the concert while it was actually going on. But we actually had to go through the fans to get to our vehicles. And to sum it all up, I ended up getting scratched pretty bad and got trapped on the bus for like 30 minutes. And yeah, it was just crazy. Everybody was surrounded. It was banging on the windows, fogged up the windows, and drawing hearts and stuff. It was pretty crazy. Dang.
You don't know. I remember. I do remember. I remember. I'm sorry if I interrupted anybody.
No problem.
Anybody?
No.
Oh, okay.
You're good.
I was in New York. And I was playing. I was bowling with some fans. And as I was getting in my car, I was actually going to go to 106 with one artist that I was hanging out with during the day. And these fans, the same fans that were bowling with us, were running and chasing the car throughout New York City. Everywhere we went. I mean, they ran so fast. Like, it was ridiculous. I don't know how. I've never seen anybody run that fast and caught up with a car like that. For real, for real.
But would you trade any of that? Would you trade any of that for a regular life? Or do you love this?
I love this life. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Come on now.
I love it too.
Anybody who wants this. Come on now. Come on.
So,
we got some questions from some fans.
Right.
And I think I'm looking at one. This is from Shekyla.
Shekyla.
Shekyla, Georgia. What do you love most about your fans?
What do we love most about our fans?
Uh-huh.
Definitely their support, their creativity. They do a lot of photos and a lot of cool stuff that, you know, they do for us. I think and promotional, you know, they love promoting our new stuff, and they always asking what's going on, you know, what's going on with the next single. They as soon as Walk Away came out, like, they're already interested in the next single, which is crazy. But we we appreciate our fans for just being so supportive. Definitely.
I would definitely say their energy. You know, they constantly promote us. You know, it's crazy. You know, we definitely wouldn't be here without them.
Definitely.
And they just,
my personal, I'd definitely say meeting the fans. They're like, it's insane. It's insane. Like, for the video shoot, we actually did like a thing where we had like a little contest where a handful of fans was actually able to come to the shoot, and it was just insane. The energy was just amazing. They're the best.
That's cool.
Okay. So another question we have is from Wayne out of Baltimore, Maryland, and he asks, how do fans book you for an event?
How do fans book us for an event? It's pretty simple. Once all that information gets put out, it'll be easy to say. But for now, we're just allowing this all to go by, and then soon the information, the email will be all up in our bios. Pretty soon. Stay tuned.
Okay. All right.
Great question.
Hello.
Okay, you're like, but yeah, like I was.
Oh, okay. So I see how this switched up, because normally more of you in the show. All right, so thanks, Scott. You guys gave tons of advice tonight on prom. If you could leave our listeners with any advice, the best advice you've ever gotten, whether it's from a parent or, you know, Mark Pitts or Roddy Jerkins or somebody else that just mentored you during this journey, just please like leave like a sentence of advice for our listeners. You all can say like a piece of advice. Say your name too, so we know who it is.
Oh, sorry. This is Juwan speaking. I actually posted this quote that I was actually given before, and I know I was asked this question from a fan before, but it's basically saying, "Patience is the key to success." Lock that in.
That's not, I actually like that.
Okay.
A lot.
Yeah, I thought there was gonna be more, but that works.
That works.
That works. I'll take it.
Yeah.
What about you, Price?
Me, this is Dylan. Oh, go ahead, Price.
I was gonna say, success is nothing without a work ethic.
Okay.
This is Dylan. I would say, you know, stay focused, stay hungry, stay dedicated.
Awesome. Okay.
Oh, I got one.
Okay.
Sometimes the grass is greener, but somebody still got to cut that thing. Boom.
Oh, dang. That was real. That was real.
Killing them.
Okay.
It was like an inspirational quote challenge. Y'all were just battling.
Yeah.
Crazy. All right.
All right. Remix.
Okay. What are your major goals? Give me like what's next for History in the Making?
Definitely a lot of songs. This is Dylan, sorry. Definitely a lot of songs that's going to be coming up. Couple performances pretty soon that'll be happening. But just look for more music that's coming up in the future. So, yeah.
All right. And how can fans stay connected? With you guys?
Definitely follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Hitmaking, H-I-T, Making. And we'll definitely, each week we always post something or what's going on. So that's the way
recently
connect with us.
Sorry, go ahead, Dylan, go ahead. We recently did like this group chat. We were just like, we were able to talk, you know, chat with all our fans on our Instagram and whatnot. So like, you know, any fans that wasn't able to, you know, be a part of that event, we just do random, you know, little random events that we're pretty familiar with fans enjoying and whatnot. That was actually Dylan's idea, by the way. I freaking love that idea.
Great idea.
We enjoy that ourselves, by the way.
That's cool. Okay, so make sure you keep us posted on the next one so we can tell people to tune in. And then, Brianna, can you just tell them how much you love their name because you talked about it the whole 10 minutes?
Oh, my gosh. So,
oh,
because I was thinking about it. It was like History in the Making, right? Okay, so I was typing it, and then I also was looking at your guys' like Twitter and Instagram, and it was like Hit Making, and I'm like, oh, my God, Hit Making. History in the Making. That's genius. Cool. Great. So,
glad you like
I appreciate y'all's name.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we wish you continued success. We are rooting for you all the way. Thanks so much for stopping by TD Radio.
Appreciate y'all. And if y'all get those dates, we'll let y'all know.
Yes, sir. Make sure y'all follow us on Twitter, Hit Making. Make sure you check out our video, Walkaways, on Vivo. And cop it on iTunes right now.
And
right
Amazon and all of that.
Yes.
Right now. And we're
right
about
there.
To play
sure.
it. So
stop what you're doing. Do it right now.
Yeah, we're about to play your record right now.
All right, cool.
Hey.
All right, so thanks for stopping
Appreciate
by.
Appreciate y'all, man. Thank y'all.
See you all right, guys. Time.
Thank y'all for having us.
Appreciate
Thank y'all for having us.
Yeah, of course.
Yep. All right, God bless y'all.
Bless you.
All
right. So this is History in the Making.
I was about to say we can't keep saying bye to each other. Somebody.
I don't know. Like,
bye. No. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I'll talk to you later.
Hey, by the way, bye.
God bless.
Hey, bye, y'all. We love y'all. God bless y'all.
And good
bye.
Night.
Okay.
Okay. Play the record. I want to hear the song. Let's
okay.
Go.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm playing it. Okay. I'm playing it.
Wait,
yeah, wait. Hey. Girl, I really hate to see you leave, but I love it when you walk away. I love it when you're next to me, but I love to see you walk away.
Don't be a shit till it walks away. Don't go too far. girl, you it done.
Soon as you give this, I got nerves, they know all that.
Wait a minute, come here, cause it's so clear that you're the one I need right by my side. But when we go there, we go nowhere, cause I drive my other girls crazy through the red light.
Yeah. You got something poking out, girl, blame it on your mama. You can't hide all of that booty, put it on pajamas. Yeah, you know it and I know it. Going crazy over you. Tell me what I'm supposed to do. Anytime I'm close to you, I'm focused.
Yeah, I'm focused.
I be staring, girl, I hope that you don't notice. But baby, I gotta.
Girl, I really hate to see you leave, but I love it when you walk away.
Kind of break down some dance moves. They are killing it. Really love this group. So make sure you guys check them out on teendiaries.net and get to know them a little bit better. But now we got entertainment news. Let's hit it.
Welcome to Hollywood, baby.
Picture.
Yeah.
I see a jealousy as you watching.
All right. This week in entertainment, the kids. Heard around the world. I know you guys have seen the memes.
Lord,
all right,
have mercy,
Madonna.
Lord.
She has a thing for making out with fellow performers on stage. Ooh. First it was Britney, and then Christina, and now rapper Drake has been her latest victim. Drake appeared less than, it's a victim. Yeah, he's been victimized. He has been, okay? He seemed less than enthused after Madonna's prolonged smooch on stage at the Coachella Music Festival in California on Sunday. Here's how it all went down. Drake performed Madonna, a song named about the megastar off of his new mixtape. If you're reading this, it's too late. And then he welcomed Madonna on stage as a special guest to perform a few songs. Now, while wrapping up a song, 56-year-old Madonna planted one long kiss.
Oh, Lord. Not her age,
Drake,
though.
28-year-old Drake, who began to flail his arms after a while in an apparent attempt to escape.
God.
He's like, help me out, please. Security. Now, plenty of memes have been created. I'm sure you have seen some of them, and they are mocking Madonna after the incident. Now, guys, let's keep it real. Madonna kissing you? She's an icon. Is that an honor or just gross?
Hey,
I mean,
hey, Betty White's an icon too. I don't want her kissing me.
Well, I mean, apparently, TMZ had put out a report that said that he wasn't like mad at the kiss. It was like her lipstick was tasting like icky or something. But still, like,
it looked like he tried to caress her head, and then she moved it.
Yeah,
like, he was into it. That's what it looked like to me. So I was like,
and then he got the icky lipstick taste. He got the, like, ew. ridiculous.
Yeah, the facial expression at the end was money. That's what you pay for. That facial expression was like, she, like Forrest Gump, she tastes like cigarettes. That's what somebody should have put that at the end of a meme. She tastes like cigarettes. That's what that looked like. That was funny.
I know.
Yeah,
I thought, it's okay.
But you can't make a song called Madonna and then get mad if she kiss you.
And
I mean, I
so
guarantee
funny,
you,
like,
if I make a song called Beyonce, I'm not going to be mad about what happens afterwards.
But did you mean
say Beyonce kissed you, though? Let's be real. Say Beyonce kissed you. Her lipstick was terrible and her breath was funky.
Oh,
now
my
speak
gosh.
On.
Okay, first of all, I mean, who gets to have... It's like a unicorn. You don't question how you get it. It's a unicorn. It's not seen all the time. You take
Lord,
the unicorn and go with it. Jeez, you guys are picky.
I know. Well,
dreams
speaking
do
of Beyonce,
come true.
This is a great segue. She has a brand new sister. Da, 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 da. Now, following the marriage of her mother, Tina Knowles, and actor Richard Lawson, the 33-year-old superstar now has an older step-sibling with Hollywood roots. Actress Bianca Lawson was reportedly in attendance along with Queen Bee and Sister Solange to witness their parents tie the knot aboard a luxury yacht over the weekend in Newport Beach, California. Now, Bianca has appeared in numerous TV shows and films such as Pretty Little Liars, Teen Wolf, The Vampire Diaries, and Save the Last Dance. So, if you don't know who she is, Google her name, Bianca Lawson, and you'll be like, oh, I know who that is.
I know her.
Yeah, it's kind of cute.
Yeah.
She's beautiful. She fits right in with the family. Congrats to Mama Knowles. That was a good.
Mama
not Noel. Saying like, you know, my thing is, I'm always, I hate to be like, that's a good come up, but I mean, Richard Lawson just looks like a really great husband. You know what I mean? Like, you just see somebody
how
like
you,
that's a good choice.
First of all, how do you look like a great husband?
He just has.
You
he,
can look
he
like
has
a lot
all
of
the criteria. Like, he just looks very like. Well read. He looks, you know, he takes care
teeth,
of himself. He's well groomed. He's just well groomed. He just looks like he's about that life. Like he just knows how to like take care of a woman and make her feel special. He looks like
Eesh.
He opens doors.
Pimps.
He looks like he might cook a meal or two. I'm just saying.
Pimps are well groomed too. I just want to put that out there.
God.
I'm just saying.
Oh God.
If that's the criteria, I'm just saying. I mean, sheesh. Bishop Don Juan could be a great husband. That's what
Lord
you're saying.
Lord have mercy. Not Bishop Don
Bishop
Juan.
Bishop Don Juan is not well groomed.
He's well groomed.
He's well
in green.
Hot.
I mean, no, I wouldn't agree to it. I mean, I don't know. Never mind. My green suits are not my taste.
Not at all. Nor I don't want
pimp
skater
down.
Shoes. None of that. None of that. No top hats. No, unless it's a formal. Okay. Last but most certainly I came to talk tonight. Last but not least, Hillary Clinton on Sunday formally announced her second run for the White House with a digital blitz that portrayed her as a champion of everyday Americans. Now, in a striking contrast to her 2008 presidential bid, Clinton's campaign took great effort to take the focus off of her. In her two-minute announcement video, Clinton doesn't even appear until like the minute and 35-second mark. Instead, the video captured messages central to her campaign by featuring regular Americans starting new phases of life, like a mother going back to work after years spent raising her kids, a young woman applying for her first job after college, two Spanish-speaking brothers starting their own business together, and then two men getting married. Now, after the release of the video, celebs such as Ariana Grande, Lena Dunham, who is the creator of HBO's Girls, RuPaul, and also Orange is the New Black actress Uzo Aduba from Crazy Eyes. Let me just call her Crazy Eyes. All right. They all have shown their support for Miss Hillary Clinton. So it's really cool. And you know what's going to be really even interesting? If she wins this campaign, she wins this race, her grandson will be the first child to ever have a grandfather and grandmother who were both presidents. Now, how cool is that?
That's a good conversation starter. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Are we going to have a whole show about this? I think we should.
No.
I think we
but
should.
Do you guys think, let's talk about my man Bill, though. He'd be a good first husband, wouldn't he?
Shut
yeah,
down,
like, look. My grandma and my grandpa was in the White House. What could he offer you, girl? Nothing. I said it.
No, but would Bill Clinton be a good first husband?
Oh, will he be? Oh, I thought you were talking about his grandson. But
as long as there's no interns around him, I think he'd be cool.
Okay, oh, my God.
And that's the end of entertainment news.
What?
This week.
Oh, my God. That's it. That means we're going to birthdays. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday.
Birthdays, April 13th, that's today, people. Singer Al Green, Love and Happiness, is 69. Rapper The Brat is 40. Man, Chi-Town, stand up. Rapper The Brat is 41. April 15th, actress Emma Watson will be 25. Actor Seth Rogen will be 33. TV actor Flex Alexander will be 45. Wow. Actress on Orange is the New Black, Samira Wiley, will be 28. On April 16th, the one, the only, Martin Lawrence, what up, will be 50. Good God, he's 50? Man, the game done changed. Rapper Akon will be 42.
Right.
Okay, we got to pause for that for a minute. Okay. Rapper Chance the Rapper will be 22. Singer Victoria Beckham will be 41. Actress Jennifer Garner will be 43. Actress Kimberly Elise will be 48 on April the 17th. On April 18th, Kourtney Kardashian will be 36. On April the 19th, actress Kate Hudson will be 36. Football player Troy Polamalu will be 34. Basketball player Candace Parker will be 29. And those are your birthdays for the week.
Ooh,
man,
wow,
Acorn,
I knew a lot of birthdays.
42.
Shout out. Yeah, and I was reading that, and I was like, wow, 42. Oof.
Won't let me out, no.
Hey, keep going.
Got locked
up.
Okay,
you can keep.
I was going to keep on.
All right.
It really was.
Well,
that's what I do.
Our 2015 Team Reporter search started on April 1st, so it's now April 13th. Have you submitted your application? Some of you have. We've received so many so far, so we cannot wait to go through all of them. Keep them coming. If you want to join our dream team, visit teendiaries.net/teamreporter to get details on how to download an application and apply today before your spot gets taken. Got to be in it to win it. That's all I'm saying.
This is the team, y'all.
Absolutely.
This is the squad you need to be a part of, I'm telling you.
Squad.
Squad. I just really want to say squad on here.
Okay.
But anyway.
Does anyone have an ooh, I can't stand it win this week?
I kind of have one, I guess.
Okay.
But I feel like every week I talk about school, but, you know, whatever. So I'm writing an article about creativity, and I have to say, creativity is the most abstract concept in the whole entire world. Like, so this is what's getting on my nerves, trying to write about what it means to be creative and applying it in, like, a magazine realm. It's hard, y'all. I don't know.
So, ooh, you can't stand it when you have to do an assignment about something that's too abstract.
Yeah, it's not tangible. I can't, like, pick up creativity. Like, what does that mean?
I guess anything you want it to be. That would make it easier.
No, because it's like we all have to apply, like, what we're doing a package for this magazine, and we all have to apply, like, what creativity is and, like, find different realms. So someone's doing food, someone's doing architecture, I'm doing fashion, someone else is doing something else. So we're all doing different things, which makes it, like, even harder because it's just like, oh, so abstract, there's right or wrong answer. Oh, my God. But anyway, that's my school rant for this week.
Well, ooh, I can't stand it when my DVR, I've programmed it so lovely, you know, to make sure that it doesn't over-record, but it just records just enough because I don't want my DVR to get too full, you know, and I can't watch certain things. But sometimes I don't get enough time to watch all my shows, and I've programmed certain series to only take five episodes at a time. Now I can't stand it when it's gotten to the five and I haven't watched it so that when a new episode comes, it doesn't tape. And I have not seen the Carucci interview yet.
Oh my God!
Yes. Because of that, and I can't stand it when that happens. I'm really kind of hurt about that. I really want to see it. Is it online?
I'm pretty sure you can Google it on find it on YouTube.
Somebody okay. probably put her on camera. I'm coming for you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
I
mine.
Can't stand
yep.
I can't stand trifling ringtones. Not trifling, I'm not going to say that. Crazy ringtones in church. The pastor's up preaching.
Oh, man.
The pastor's up preaching, and, the word is going forth. You're feeling, feeling strong. You're feeling renewed, and all of a sudden, in the background, someone goes, "Beep, better have my money."
No!
I have
that
my money.
Happen.
I'm like,
that did not happen. That did
yes.
not happen, did it? Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Well, here's the thing, though. This is what will get you. It won't be a teenager. It'll be an adult. It's always an adult
yes.
that let their kid put a ringtone on their phone, and they don't know what to do. And I think teenagers do it on purpose. Like, oh, you ain't going to go to the movies? Yeah. Baby, come help me set this new phone up. You know I don't know nothing about these iPhones and whatnot. Show them, let me see it. Give me the phone. Man. Beep, better have
that's
my money.
Funny.
Who is that?
Oh, that
that's
is
that's what I can't stand.
It's crazy. My mom still has ringtones. She does it on purpose, though.
See?
She
has,
like,
ringtones.
Hello? Is it you looking for something? Whatever he said.
Ah!
But,
one, though.
She has that on her phone.
Lionel
I'm just like,
Richie
Mom, please take that off. Please take it off, Mom.
Please take Lionel Richie.
Yes, it's so creepy when her phone.
Hey, don't be hating on mom. That's like an oldie but goodie. That's a goodie.
I mean, yeah, but I'm like, mom, why
but
is it
But still, take Lionel Richie. Hello.
Please take it off. Please take it off, mom. Please. If you're listening, please, mom. I love you. Please, stop.
Next week, guys, I really want to prank call someone. So if you're listening to TD Radio tonight
Ooh.
And you want to prank call one of your friends, email us at tdradio@teendiaries.net. Tell us, a little bit about your friend and how you want us to prank them, and we'll do it here on the show.
My God.
All in good fun, though. All in good fun.
This is
going to
be a mess.
It's going to be a hot mess, especially if Morbid has, if Morbid has anything to do with it. It's going to be a hot mess. So make sure, send us your prank call request to tdradio@teendiaries.net, and we'll get back to you and let you know if you've been chosen, all right? Also, if you just need advice, you know what I mean? Like, you're just struggling, or if there's some things you can't stand and you want us to talk about it right here on TD Radio, we'll do that too. Just email us at the same address, answer your advice, or we'll, vent for you. That's what we're here to do, okay? All right, as always.
If you shouldn't take your cousin to the prom, probably shouldn't do that. We'll help you and tell you not to do that. That's what we're here for.
Yeah. We will definitely give you some great advice and not tell you to bring your little cousin to the prom. Okay. Well, thanks, guys, for listening to TD Radio. We hope you enjoyed tonight's show as much as we did with History in the Making. Be sure to tune in next time. Until then, follow us on Twitter at Teen Diaries, at Moiba, a.k.a. Mo, and at Mouthing Off Blog. And as always, remember to stay young, stay fly, stay unique, and stay fabulous. We're out.
Yeah.
TD Radio.